was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Didn't that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsmore boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All righty then. Hello, everybody out there listening in. Got a bit of bad news to deliver, because it's been a long journey trying to hold this website together and all the different things that go behind the scenes to make it happen. But essentially, I wanted to notify everybody that Shaziz Radio is going to be shutting down. It's not a decision that I came across lightly. When I first started off in radio years ago, I had a man contact me a long time ago because he heard some political thing that I said that I was frustrated about something going on political. Asked me if I wanted to do radio, and I said, not really. Never did radio before. But I got to thinking about it, and I knew that our world was kind of messed up, and so I decided, okay, well, I'll give this a shot. And when I did, I kind of went a little extreme behind the scenes, making sure that whenever I sent my message out, that it was going out a lot farther than what they even knew. And somewhere along the line, I come across the idea for the Knights of the Round Table. I said, you know, maybe we get a bunch of people together from all different nations, and we'll come together and we'll solve problems and talk about issues that are going on in the world. Well, it worked out pretty well for a long time. For the longest time, we had a lot of wonderful people on the Knights of the Round Table. If you actually went back, there's a lot of podcasts that had people from all over the world. And I watched as many networks that were alongside of us, some of them struggled financially and fell through, and other ones struggled with internal disputes and fell through, and somehow or another, the two networks, peopleforpeople.ning.com and shazizradio.com, we sort of held our own there for the longest time. And so it's been a long journey, 13 years at least. Probably a lot longer, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure the exact number. But it's been a struggle. It's been a real struggle, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically. It's been a struggle to try to hold Shaziz Radio above the water. You know, it's been many times I've angered people with things that I've said. I've alienated friends with different opinions that I might have had. You know, we all went through a trials and tribulations during this this health incident that I won't mention by name, because I want to put this out on YouTube as well, and I don't want YouTube deleting the video, so I'm just trying to be careful about what I say. Anyway, we all know about the censorship. We don't have to, you know, rehash censorship. Everybody's going through it now. It's a struggle. And I watch, I do shows on Friday nights, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning on the radio network, and we try to, when we can, we broadcast out to do a live stream video for Rumble. But over time, people in the group have had their own health issues, had their own problems, financial problems, life trials and tribulations, and, you know, we tried to hold it all together the best we possibly could. And, you know, like I said, this doesn't come easy, because I'm used to doing radio shows. I love doing radio shows. I love talking to people. But I can't have the responsibility in the future of somebody that might be a guest on my show coming on and, you know, using bad language. I can't have the responsibility, the potential of myself losing control and using bad language. That's not the kind of person I want to be. That's not the kind of person I am. I'm not trying to get out there and, you know, be a foul-mouthed heathen and you know, try to create a ruckus or hurt people's feelings or alienate people that I love and all that kind of stuff. I'm not. That's not me. That's not who I am. That's not my spirit. It's not what I wanted out of tonight's the round table, and it's definitely not what I want out of the mad science. Now, when I say Shaziz Radio's closing down, it's closing down for a major overhaul. I'm not going to be broadcasting on any other network but Shaziz Radio from this point on, just for the mere fact that I can't dedicate the time. As much as I'd like to, I just can't dedicate the time. This whole entire thing has taken a toll on my personal life, my family life, you know, and I got a wife that I really love. And, you know, we miss out on a few incidents, and sometimes I got to forego a show, and then the people that were counting on me for the show, they're going to miss out on things, and it's just, it's just not something I can do anymore. I'm going to be downsizing, so Shaziz Radio and Shaziz.net, those two domains will still exist, but they'll be merged into Shaziz.com, and I'll set something up for, you know, some sort of communications and chat and stuff like that, but I won't be broadcasting out over any other networks anymore. I mean, I appreciate everybody who has supported me from peopleforpeople.ning.com. I love them to pieces. And, you know, this isn't nothing personal. It's just that financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, I can't dedicate to what we were trying to do anymore. It's been a long journey. You know, been a lot of trials and tribulations, heartache, tears, anger, frustration, every emotion under the sun. We were together like a family. We went through it all. So a lot of what you see on ShazizRadio.com, if there's anything that you want off of that website, I'll buy some time to for everybody to basically, if you want anything off of that website, copy it, download it, or whatever, and same with the Shaziz.net. If there's anything you want off of Shaziz.net, download it, and because it's those two websites are going away, that'll save me a substantial amount of money, and I can focus that money in on other things. But as far as doing live radio broadcast, until I get reoriented, I'm not going to be doing live broadcast. If there are any live broadcasts, I'll notify people through my normal social media and all that kind of stuff. Things have gotten so bad for me personally that literally I sat there last night and I had my finger on the button and I was going to delete YouTube, I was going to delete Rumble, I was going to delete Facebook, and I'm in a delete mode, and I'm not thinking, you know, future. I'm thinking out of frustration, all this kind of stuff, that, you know, just getting off the internet completely. And I really have created a bond with a lot of people, especially peopleforpeople.ning.com and other networks. These chat rooms that are in there, Awake Radio, I really don't want to see that go by the wayside, but it's an unfortunate thing. Awake Radio, that was Steve's, my friend Steve, and I preserved that radio chat room there all these years in his honor. As well as, if you scroll down there on the Super Chat room, there's TCT Radio. That was Patty Walking Turtle and Barbara Three Crow, who's here with me at the moment. I love these two ladies, you know, and their chat room, when they had these changing times, we put it in there to add to the other chat rooms, and I just haven't had the heart to let it go. Because they put their heart and soul in that that website when they were running it, and so it's not an easy choice. definitely not an easy choice. And I don't know how or what. I haven't really kind of had time to really seriously think through what to salvage and what not to salvage. I do know that if I do a radio show in the future, it's just going to be on Shaziz Radio. I would like to help out other networks, but I don't have what it takes. I barely can even keep myself going. I got old computers, duct tape and baling wire holding it together, and it's just not doing the job. But my biggest concern is on the personal aspect of how many people have I offended over the years, you know? And I don't intend on being a jerk. I really don't. As far as mad science, some people say, "Oh, well, you're too political." Well, yeah, there's a lot of politics that goes into science because they're out there lying to people. And in the process of lying to people, it's a real world consequence. When you're fighting over oil, something that would be the second most abundant liquid in the earth, that makes me angry because there's no need to be fighting over that. There's no need to be destroying nature to gather this up, you know. But you can't tell the truth anymore. It's something that seems to be taboo in modern day society. The truth isn't something that people want to hear. And it came to my attention that all this time, when I'm thinking I'm going out to a lot more people than what I am, that the suppression is so bad, you couldn't find me on there. My friend tells me that he Googled it up and he couldn't find Shaziz Radio anywhere. And I couldn't understand that, because you look at the years. Look at the time that all the network crawlers had to access to, find information and even the Wayback Machine, being able to go in and archive entire sites at a time. You know, you couldn't get off the internet if you wanted to, because it's got a copy of a copy of a copy. But behind the scenes, I also have other broadcasters that I'm trying to send out in other directions. So I've really seriously got to look into that to find out whether or not I've been ripped off. So I'm sending signals out in all different directions. I'm not having the participation that's necessary to maintain this website. You know, there's four people in there right now. Three of which are me on the chat room over there in the super chat. Three of which are me, because I got, like I said before, let me turn my camera again and show you. I monitor three different, four different computers on this old Windows XP is what I'm running Sam Broadcaster. And on this one right here, yesterday I said it was a Windows 10, but actually it's a Windows 7. These two right here are Linux programs, and because the Windows finally crashed on them, I basically shifted over to Linux. But either way, it's duct tape and baling wire. And so on this one right here, when I shrink down the deal, I can also monitor the bottom two chats, so I can see all these chats at one time. But it's an episode to be able to produce an episode, to get out here with your friends and everybody. I don't want to lose track of everybody. I still like to stay in communication for those who want to still, you know, communicate with me. It's just you gotta get your priorities straight in life. I think, you know, we put all this information, all this time and effort into links and trying to share messages with people, and I supposedly have 9,100 subscribers on YouTube, and I've told them, hey, you know, you want to join in on this deal, come over here to Shaziz Radio, and it doesn't seem like anybody's ever, you know, showed up from over there. And so I have to question, are those 9,100 subscribers on YouTube even real people? I have no idea. But for some reason, there's a blockade. Nobody's coming to this site. And then I have to sit around and say, okay, well, maybe it's my content. You know, maybe, because when I listen to myself sometimes, I annoy myself. I wouldn't want to sit around and listen to me for 3 hours. I'm not obnoxious. I'm opinionated. Sometimes I'm a jerk. Sometimes I'm a clown. You know, I'm just a real dude. You know, an average guy with my own personal issues and stuff. You know, but if you're talking about trying to run a radio network or even, you know, be partners with another radio network, it takes a lot of effort. There's a lot that goes behind the scenes. I would encourage everyone out there on People for People to literally support them in every single direction. Once I've got my portion of the deal shut down, shrunk down, I might have a few extra pennies that I can throw in their bucket over there, because I don't want to see them go by the wayside. And I really don't want to see Shaziz Radio go by the wayside either, but it needs restructuring. You know, it needs restructuring, not just in the digital sense, but in the physical sense of how I produce a radio show. My radio content apparently isn't as good as it used to be, according to things that I've heard. You know, you used to be able to get more people on the show or whatever, and it was, seemed to be... Nowadays, it's... I don't know. It's just something has changed. That the older I get, you know, and I understand people are passionate, but I can't be responsible for hoping that somebody's going to come on and be a guest on the radio show and not be cussing. You know, grandma might be listening, a little kid might be in a room. We've said this for years, that we'd want everybody to be polite to one another and respectful of the language. We're not trying to censor anybody as to what you're saying. We're just trying to ask that you don't use filthy language, because grandma might be listening or the children might be listening. And I've even fell prey to that myself, because the anger and the frustration of all the different information flooding my brain from social media to mainstream media has literally had me on edge in a bad way. I've run my friends off before. I've said things that, you know, were misunderstood, because I'm not the greatest communicator in the world when it comes down to, you know, how I'm aiming this. And that's not what I want. I'm not trying to be offensive to people. I'm not trying to be hurtful. I'm not trying to alienate nobody. But I've done a pretty good job of that. So, things that I said, that, you know, some of which were taken out of context and not understood, some of which were things I probably shouldn't have said to begin with. When you get out here and you start looking down the rabbit holes and all the drama's going on, and you feel the urgency that things are going so bad in this world, and you know it, there's solutions out there, but you can't seem to pull anybody together to get anything done. I got a donation button on that website. Been there for a long time. I never even wanted to put the donation button up there. But in reality, very few people's ever even used it anyway. And the only reason why I'm mentioning it is because I need you to know that I don't have anybody supporting me behind the scenes. Now, there's one lady out there that has supported me the whole entire time. And she's still behind the scenes supporting peopleforpeople.ning.com. Awesome, awesome lady. And I didn't want to let her down either. You know, I didn't want to let anybody down. I'm not completely going away. I'm going to restructure. I'm going to get my act together. And then when the time is right, if it it's God's will or whatever, I start doing radio shows again. And just gonna have to go it alone for a while, because I don't want to lose any more friends. I don't want the responsibility of bringing somebody on the show that's gonna say something crazy, something rude, or whatever, that because it comes back to bite me. You know, I got in a feud because one of my friends literally gets on the radio and tells everybody to go to hell. the events that played out after that were misunderstood, and maybe I didn't do it the right way. You know, maybe I didn't handle it correctly. I got tons of stuff going on in my mind, and I'm handling things the best way that I know how. It didn't go out so well. And that dominoed into another domino that literally made a complete and utter mess out of things. So, I need to be reliant and responsible for my own actions, my own words. I need to figure out where to from here. I need to downsize, because financially Shaziz Radio and Shaziz.net is an extra drain, and as times get gone the way they're going right now, things are getting tighter and tighter. The pennies are getting harder to come by. And so, you know, to all my friends out there on People for People, I love you. I really honestly do. This is nothing personal, but I got to do what's best for my family. I got to do what's best for me. I had young man's hair when I started. When I started this journey, I kind of looked a lot different than I do now. So I've been around for a minute. And it's going to be hard to shut those two sites down. I'm going to keep Shaziz.com. I'm going to keep the domain name for Shaziz Radio and Shaziz.net, and I'm going to forward those over to special pages on Shaziz.com. So you'll still be able to listen to some auto DJ type podcast, or if I got a special message to put out there, something like that, I'll broadcast it over there and then upload it to the auto DJ, and it would play it by ear from there. I just, that's where I'm at, folks. It's been a long journey. I really enjoyed all the people that ever joined in on the Knights of the Round Table. I still believe in it. I hope somebody else takes up the Knights of the Round Table for themselves, and I hope they do a better job at it than old King Shaziz the Terrible, because I kind of blew it with Mad Science, because people wanted to see science and they heard politics, and they was turned off about that, you know. And of course, you know me, I tell everybody I'm not ashamed of it, that I'm a Christian, and that kind of throws another part of the crowd off. So I'm running people off in every single direction. I don't know if I could be possibly the most offensive man that ever walked the face of the earth, but I can verify that I am the craziest man that ever walked the face of the earth. But I still believe in the dream. I still believe if we all come together that we can literally solve all the problems of the world. I honestly believe that. And I know that if we utilized and worked in harmony with nature, we were good caretakers, there wouldn't be no hungry people in this world. I still believe in the bottle caps for Mad Science. I'm gonna keep trying to do that project. I got a roadblock going on with that because of some shenanigans that went behind the scenes. The person that did this, they don't realize how much damage they actually did. And you know, what do I do? Somebody walked away with 46% of a very important project. And they didn't understand what they did. But that's why that thing is slowing down. this project behind me, all my alternative energy, I would rather just begin doing science. I don't want to be sitting around complaining how corrupt our government is, what are we going to do about it, and all that kind of stuff. We got to talk about problems in the world. There's many times we've had to bring up tough subjects. That's part of the Knights of the Round Table. And mad science, whether you like it or not, it's political. They're ripping people off. They're literally stealing from people with a lie. They're tampering with our health. They're tampering with everything. We, the people, are under attack worldwide. That's my view on things. That's how I feel. And, you know, so I get out there and I talk with people and I share what I believe. Not all the time. I'm not the one with all the answers. But you got answers. We all got answers. Together we got answers. And what answers we don't got, we have capability of doing the research and finding out the truth. That's what it's all about. So, that's what's happening. Shaziz Radio's closing down. And I just, like I said, I want to thank everybody who stuck with me this long. I didn't expect that, you know. Like I said, I annoy myself talking. But, I got Barbara here.
Hello, yes. Yes, you do. You have me here. Yeah. I just saw the words, "Can anybody help me?" when somebody says, "I need help." I said, "Okay, somebody needs help. Let me just come on and see what's going on." Well, you know, what comes to my mind is, there's many things actually just coming through my mind as I'm listening to you, but I think one particular thing, and I found this for myself, also, is that we always have to kind of reflect upon our, impact in life, on people, and, you know, sort of like reflect on something that I, you know, reacted to or reacted in a way that, in the moment, it was like an explosive emotion, and, you know, and afterwards, reflecting on it, I was you know, quite shocked at my, in the moment, reaction, because it's reactions, those kinds of knee-jerk, explosive reactions that, you know, we could later on, hopefully we actually later on reflect upon and look at and say, holy crap, that was not a good thing, I really hurt someone, so yeah. my way, of course, and I know yours is as well, you know, as is most of us people here that do these shows, that have been on the shows for like I don't know how many years now. It's quite stunning to think about it. Our intent is to help people.
Yeah.
And my intent in not even when I'm on a show is to help people to be. You know, I mean, I think this is, we've talked so much about why are we here on this earth? And it is, I truly believe, and I do know you believe that as well as my sister, Patty Walking Turtle, and others, believe that we're here to be in service, you know, and I don't mean like in service like an enslaved person. I mean compassionate, kind and loving service, type of service.
Yeah, I get it.
To help others of our people, of our greater family. And ultimately, though, it's to create or be in service of, you know, why I'm here, why I was agreed to come here, which I do feel very strongly. I finally figured that out. After numerous years of, well, I actually agreed to come here. And I do truly believe that. I mean, everything points to that. I can't deny it. In my life of 81 years, I really looking at it, I have to say, wow, yeah, I actually agreed to come here. And so we I think the big lesson, or I guess, do we want to call it a lesson or something, I guess the teaching or something, that why we're here, to me, is to learn to become a better, more, I guess, enlightened on so many ways. Not just like, you know, the scholarly kind of thing, but enlightened in creation's connectedness to the why we're here and who we really truly are. And to reflect on how to become a better person, that better person. So we have to constantly keep going back, sit and reflect upon our actions, our behaviors, our words. I mean, this is part of the school. We're here to learn, and we're not perfect. So we're learning. We're in this big school, and I'm 81, and I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get it all, and you're not going to say the correct words. You know, at times you're not going to get it all right. You're going to fall down, scrape your knees, and look like a jerk, and make a huge mess. But you have to pick yourself up, and you have to come to center, or come to your peace within yourself, and sort of like become the wisdom for your own self. In other words, reflecting upon yourself, your presence, your actions, your activities, and how you are impacting upon the whole of this creation, which we love so much. Yet, you know, we're children. We're learning.
Yeah.
We have a long way to go, and we will be continuing to learn until we take our last breath. So there's no perfection other than we are perfect, is what I'm going to say.
Sometimes,
in Creator's eyes.
Sometimes I've been like a bull in a china cabinet. Oh,
I've been there when you've been that bull.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I've observed it. Listen, and I'm not pointing fingers at you. I started out here by saying I have stepped into things due to an emotional reaction where you're not thinking at all. You don't take a breath. You are just emotionally triggered, and you, boom, you react. And then the point I'm making is we all do that. And no, we'd rather not do it. But I have to say, let's take the opportunity, because that's what I think. I think that's why Creator loves us, as we are sacred and loved unconditionally. In other words, it's like a parent who loves their child so much, who watches them, well, knows they're going to go out there in the world and they're going to mess up big time, but they're not going to stop loving them. But they're going to cheer them on, and they're going to pray for them, say, oh, well, let's see, hopefully they'll sit for a while and reflect on what just happened. And, you know, figure out how to go forward in a better way. We're going to continually make mistakes. So it's not about beating yourself up that we have to be forgiving of ourselves, because if we can't forgive ourselves, we can't forgive others. And holding resentment and guilt is not good. If we're loved unconditionally by the one who created us out of joy and love, we have to start realizing that we're here learning a lot and how to become that beautiful being, that wonderful, sacred, joyous child who's going to fall down and, you know, and then pick themselves up. The idea is to pick yourself up with grace, you know, to be kind and loving and know the greater picture of why you are here. You know, and we touch people. You could be on the radio. You don't have to be on the radio. I've always said this. You don't have to be out on the sidewalk preaching. You just have to be.
Yeah.
And by being yourself in that light or in the heart love that that you have, that's a powerful vibration and a powerful message. You don't have to speak the words. Who you are emanates throughout the whole, like that pebble in the pond we've talked about forever.
Yep.
You know, we are the pebble in the pond. So you got to think, okay, I'm throwing myself as the pebble in the pond. Well, what did emanate out from me just now? Wow, that was not good. Okay, so let me try again. And we will try again, and so on. You know, so we got caught up. There's things we do get caught up in, and we are being severely tested, as we know. We talk about that, the big test, the big challenge. We are being tested by that which does not want the beauty and the light and the joy here. So that's our tester, the challenger. You can call it what you want, you know, and we're all subject to that. Nobody's without that. No one is free of, you know, having that constant, you know, energy or whatever it is, the stupid thought in the head or the weird thing being thrown at you. And we're all vulnerable to that. So, and we're not perfect. And, you know, it's like sometimes we have to also realize this is a most extraordinary moment in human history for transitioning out of certain circumstances that have been in place for millennia. You know, I'm not going to get into it. We've talked about it over the years. But I want to say that there is a huge transition. We're all part of that transition. Some are transitioning in this way. Some are transitioning in that way. Some are dropping out. Some are hiding. Some are, you know, doing other things. But there's a transition going on. And it's okay. It's okay to take the moment. It's like the elders that say there's a raging river right now, and leave the shore. Let go. Let go of the shore and go out into that raging river. Well, why would an elder say that? Well, because there is a raging river. It's like chaos out there. But if you're going to hold on to the shore, there's no movement for you. You're not going to transition and change. It's like the warrior going into the battle. You're going to stay hidden back there, you know, when all the fellows are going out front, you know, moving forward. The shore represents the past and the stuff that we have been chained to.
Well, I went over the falls.
Went over the falls. Well, there is there are many of those, but the point is to get out into the raging river and see who's out there with you. Keep your head above the water, be alert, and also to know in your heart, to know there is a destination of that raging river, okay? And you have to know what the destination is, the final destination, you see. So there's where we get caught up in that inner belief and knowing and faith. What is the real destination of the raging river, you see?
Yeah.
And that's what you have to, and it is about faith. It is about faith. And if your faith is strong, okay, with all the stuff, with all the crazy stuff, with all the horror stuff, and you're taking some blame for that, we all do, well, there is a destiny, and there is a final point, you know, that we're heading for, but you have to participate. And, you know, participating in life here is like that child wandering around, stumbling and falling down and opening doors that it should never done, and falling down the stairs and going over the falls. And, man, I have leapt into fires. I've gone off of cliffs in my 81 years. I have leapt off of cliffs out of certain circumstances and necessity. But always I landed on my feet. You know, I had bruises. You've had bruises.
Yeah.
But you're here. You're here talking with me. So you're essential, you see. You're not gone. You are so essential and really key. Key element to this greater beautiful time we're here. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. So yeah, you could say you made mistakes, you goofed up, you messed up, you hurt this one, you did that, blah blah blah. You could claim all that if you want. You want to wallow in that, that's okay. That's a choice. Or you can say, identify those things that you did, okay, and then love yourself and move forward with better understanding of what you need to do.
Yeah, that's what I mainly just need to regroup, downsize financially means that, you know, I'm still going to have my Shaziz.com, and more than likely I'm gonna get rid of AdSense, because AdSense basically it takes away from what that site is actually supposed to be. And it's not doing me any good anyway, you know. It's basically turned my website into a an ad farm, and it's not helping at all. So I would rather just spend the money personally to build that site and to make it a nice one where people can still get information. And I have archived every show that we've done, and I can put up an archive place where if anybody wants to go and listen to all the old shows and stuff like that, they'll still be available to everybody. I got multiples of these flash drives, and so I'll download a second copy just to make sure that I don't miss any of them before I actually shut these two sites down. But I just need to regroup. And like I said, there's a lot of sentimental about this site, with the, you know, Wake Radio, Steve's no longer with us, and that's sad.
That's been a long, long time ago, right?
Yeah, it's
right?
Been a long time.
Just thinking of that, when you mentioned that, I said, oh yes, my gosh, how long ago that was, how really significant and special Steve was, and our dedication continues, you know, and we still continue as, you know, as what we were called to do, you know. I just want to say a thing about the, there's nothing, you know, you mention a lot about I'm a Christian and I'm apologizing for that and blah, blah, blah. It's not that, okay? This is not, if I want to hear some preaching, I'll go find a preacher online. I'll go to somewhere where there's a preacher. That's my choice. I want to do that. If I want to do that, I might find, you know, some minister out there or some preacher. That's my choice. But if I come onto a radio show, I don't want to be preached to.
Yeah.
And that's where you got it. It's not that anybody saying you're no good because you're a Christian. And you don't have to apologize for that. No. It's people don't want to hear that unless they want to hear it. They're choosing to find someone who's going to preach to them that day, you know. So I'm just saying, I just want to reassure you that, because you've said this over the time, but you've come into times and places I don't want to be preached to, you know. I'm not in the mood to be preached to. I want something, you know. That's why I come on a show, right? So that's the difference, you see.
Yeah,
so,
I've had a hard time trying to separate the all the different things from the different things, because in my mind it's all like cluttered in there, you know. And so, you know, even with mad science, some people just want to hear about the science. They don't care about politics or religion or anything like that. But you know, I've made the mistake of blending a little bit of everything into everything, and you know, so I was, for the most part, my worst enemy, you know. And
well, that's all we are. We are all our worst enemy. So don't beat yourself up. Just identify the places that tripped you up, okay, and take care of those pieces. That what happened there. That's what I'm saying. Reflecting, I've had to reflect upon certain things that I was so sure and adamant about and reacted to, that it hurt people.
Yeah.
And I that's the last thing in my life that I ever want to do, is hurt someone. I've been on the other end of judgments. I've been on the other end of criticism. I've been on the other end of, you know, really that verbal violence towards me, and that abuses, and I've been on the other end of that in my life. I never ever want to be that kind of person, but we do fall into it at times. I'm not beating myself up. I want to learn from it, you see. I want to better myself. I want to learn from that. So I reflect upon that, and I realize what happened why I did what I did. I have to identify that. I'm not beating myself up. No, I want to know myself better.
Well, for,
so that I can be that better person.
For all those folks out there, even some close to me that I've either offended or potentially offended, my sincere apologies. You know, I'm this comes from the heart. I'm just I can't take back nothing that I've ever said or nothing that I've ever did outside of apologies, and from this point on try to move forward in a better way and try to not make the same mistakes as I did in the past. You know, so this has been a family affair. This whole entire thing, all these different networks, I look at all these not just as my friend but as my family, and I'm not trying to divorce my family or nothing like that. I'm not trying to abandon anybody. It's just I got to get my act together, because I can't be responsible for, like I said, bringing the wrong person on the show and for some reason they just go on a cussing spree. I'm guilty. I've done it. I'm sorry. Apologize. A lot of stuff going through my head. When you go down rabbit holes, and you see, you know, Barbara, you've been there. You'll see things that you don't want to see, and you fool yourself to think it's not affecting you in the heart and spiritually when you're seeing this stuff, because you want to warn people. You know, hey, this is what's going on. Y'all need to wake up. You know, wake up. We're shaking everybody in the world. Wake up. You know, we got to come
together.
Well,
that's what I learned that along. I've talked about this so many times. We can't wake people up. You see, this is the where you get caught. That, listen, and you know, I've over these years seen through those, going down those rabbit holes and tunnels and beyond, I have seen, yeah, we all have seen, and yes, we want our people to wake up. Yes, we want them to know what we have found out. It's like a desperation, and we're like, have a passion about it, but I have to have my faith in Creator. I'm not the one to wake people up. I give out the information, but not with pressure, not with whatever happens, that we go over the top, that it turns people off, because people can't hear you. You know, people are on their own. This is the main piece. Every human being on this earth is on their own spiritual journey. It's their relationship between them and their God.
I agree.
All right, you agree, but yeah, you get caught up in the other stuff, right?
I do.
Now, as a purveyor of wisdom or truth, that's all we are.
I can tell you,
it's
not
for me to pound down people or
honestly
whatever.
If when you're talking and you annoy yourself, that ought to be a first red flag that you're not doing something right.
Well, yes, but okay, so you've learned this.
Yeah.
Okay, don't belabor it. I'm just saying, what did you learn? You've learned what caught you, what trapped you. You've learned that. That's what we're supposed to be doing here. But we're not supposed to be wallowing in it and belaboring it, because that's not movement.
I'm trying to make a positive step forward. Like I said, Shazoo's Radio is shutting down for a while. And that's until I can regroup, get things situated, and come back in a better light. You know, I'm not trying to hide anything that I've ever said on any of these radio shows. Like I said, I'm gonna have an archive, because it was part of the journey. You know, you can see this. These were real people living this this adventure together, or however you want to say it. These were real things that was happening. You know, and we were trying to shed the truth. So I'm not trying to erase, you know, any of this. I got a lot of pictures that are from people, you know, friends that have been on there. I want to preserve everything that I can possibly preserve on there. Financially, I'm going to downsize Shaziz Radio, Shaziz.net, but the two domains, like I said, will still be in existence, but they'll be aimed at the main website, Shaziz.com, to, you know, different room. And I'm going to try to get it situated to the point, when you come to the website, it's a nice website to be at. It's not an eyesore. Here's a funny, I told Gary yesterday. I said, look, there was a guy one time on my first Shaziz radio or Shaziz.com site that literally, this site was terrible. It'd give you a seizure. And a guy from a professor from a college that taught computer stuff, he asked me if I minded if he used my site as an example to his students of what not to do when building a website. And I said, yeah, go for it.
That's funny.
It was a terrible website. I mean, literally, it had flash and stuff everywhere. I thought it was cool looking, but, you know, as far as business-wise, no, it was bad. It was really bad.
Well, so the main thing here I see is the great transition.
Yeah.
The great awakening. And we're all part of it. Nobody's free of it. Everybody's being subjected to this great awakening, great transition. So that's what's happening, and it's okay to regroup, it's okay to reflect, it's okay to take the quiet time needed, get out of the matrix, get out of the tangle that we have created ourselves, you know, and so it's okay, it's perfectly fine. We are all doing this, we are all taking our time now, we all need to stop and reflect, and we need to be in that communication and prayer, asking, you know, Creator for the next step, the next reason why I'm here, you know, is for that, to help me know what you wish for me now. You know, I've been very quiet over these last couple of years. I have been doing some writings, you know, that when they come through, some teachings, wisdoms, and insights that come through me by Creator, I have been doing that on Facebook. Other than that, I'm not doing very much. I'm here on the land. I'm quiet. I'm in reflection. I'm still in reflection because there's things that are pending, and we know that. So I feel this sort of like this holding pattern right now. As Patty and I have talked about this also, we're in this holding pattern, this pause, if you want to call it, because we know that there's some things that are stirring that have not appeared yet. And so we are sort of, I'm not doing this purposefully. I feel it and know it, that I'm in a holding pattern. The Creator is holding me in this place for now, right now. It's a quiet place. So I know that, and that comes along with my trust and faith in what I am receiving, to not get anxious and not get frustrated. You know, and that's part of our nature. You know, well, I'm not doing enough, I should be doing all this stuff. That's not for me to do. It's really for me to have the patience and the connectedness to Creator's guidance that I'm needing right now. And so I see the world in turmoil, and I see the world in chaos. And I'm not, you know, I'm aware of what's going on. I'm certainly observing through many sources what is going on, and I've had the basically the prophecy given to me starting in 2016, that particular prophecy that chaos will be rising and people's behavior will shock us and stun us, and we're still in that. So there is this moment where we are here in this chaos, and that's prophetic, because after chaos, okay, something comes after chaos. There's sort of like this turmoil that's building and building and building, and we've all been involved in that. And now there's this chaos moment, okay? So something does come after the chaos, and I'm in reflection and I'm in prayer to participate in envisioning and manifesting that something, okay, that's going to come after chaos. Inevitably, there is something after, well, we could say the chaos rises, and then everything implodes. That's typical, that's nature. But so I am participating in the way that I've been guided to. Is I'm not helpless, we're not helpless, to actually participate with prayer, with envisioning, and with manifesting something for the highest good for all of humanity and for the Mother Earth after this chaos, because there is an after the chaos. But what is it going to be? We have to participate or not. I mean, I'll say we have to, It is in our hands.
Well, I
we
think
are part of we are part of this creation, and the Creator gave us the gift of co-creating.
I agree. I think that for the most part, there's a saying where I come from. I had too many irons in the fire going at any given time, and you know, it's kind of like trying to juggle through all that chaos, trying to make things right. And I, you know, I got it. You pulled me off the battlefield a few times, Barbara. You and Patty both. You know, this time I was losing it. I literally. You know, and if it
well, we've
been...
all done that for each other, and that's a beautiful thing, and that's why we're together, is to help each other, and, you know, and, yeah, that's what it's all about, you know, it's not about dropping out, and there were times you wanted to drop out, well, you know, you can't drop out, nobody can drop out, well, they can if they, I guess it's the choice, you know, but it's like, shouldn't, I'm going to use that word, which... Shouldn't use the word shouldn't, but we shouldn't drop out.
I'm not going.
I know you're not. I'm just saying you have been there.
I'm going to be
regrouping
and renegotiating things. And when Shaziz Radio comes back online, it's going to come back online with some respect and some honor, and I'm going to make sure that I keep it that way. I can't apologize enough for anybody that I might have made mad throughout the years and stuff like that. You know, when you're looking out here at everything that's going on, if you got a big heart, it's hard to watch people suffer. You know, it's hard to lose a friend. You know, you feel abandoned. You feel like you were betrayed and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of times... You know, like I said, I could have been my own worst enemy the majority of the time. But I've learned, you know, and so...
Well, you'll continue to learn. You will continue to learn. You haven't learned. You're still learning.
Well,
I'm going to tell you that.
So I'm still in the school. I'm still learning.
You're still in the school, man. So, all right. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here.
But anyway, I wanted to come on here and basically tell everybody what's going on, because I gotta take a breather. I gotta get things reorganized. I gotta downsize financial wise in order to be able to maintain. And I'm not looking to stay away for very long. I told my wife when we discussed this whole situation that I was gonna spend the next couple of weeks and. Gathering up what I want to salvage off of these other two sites and move them over to the main site, so that will financially put me in a better position to where, you know, if I want to throw some pennies in the bucket over there at People for People, I'll have the available funds after that, because I'm not spending so much money over, you know, trying to maintain three websites and, you know, upgrading my computers, that kind of things, and be ready next time. You know, I say be ready next time, but look, we've been at this for many, many years. And so a lot of these computers that I started off with, I went through a couple computers from all the way back to TNS Radio when they changed names, and then throughout the years, and then finally when Shaziz Radio went on its own and all that kind of stuff. There's been a lot of change and growth in the deal, and I don't regret all of what we've done. I mean, not all of it was bad. There, you know, we've had trials and tribulations just like everybody else. But at this stage in the game, I don't want to be that part that's going to interfere with what good is going on. So I need to get. I need to step back, I need to regroup, and I need to get my act together personally, so that when I do come back to doing broadcasts again, that I do it the right way this time. You know, when you get so far in, it's like this. You ever had that one room in your house that you started off and it gets a little messy, and he's like, I'll fix that later, you know, and then over the years it gets so bad that it's overwhelming to you, You know, this just too much. And you go in there and many times over and over, and you get depressed when you go in that room. You see all this junk laying around everywhere. I got to do something about that. I'm going to do something about that. But you never seem to really get around to doing nothing about it because it's so overwhelming. And you hope that somehow or another a miracle is going to happen and people are going to come in and they're going to feel bad and they're going to try to help you out and, you know, reorganize, you know. And it just never happened.
Well, they might feel good instead of feel bad.
Well, yeah, they might feel good because they pulled you out of the mess. But, you know, once you get out of that mess, it's your job to stay out of that mess. You know, I don't want.
It's like the junk drawer. Everybody's got a junk drawer in their kitchen.
Yep. It usually gets out of hand.
Throwing stuff in it.
Gets to the point where you can't even shut the door. Sometimes you can't even open it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if I can regroup and clean the house and, you know, get right with my creator on my side of the fence and, just start focusing on what was the most important. The most important part to me was the little deal that I talk about, the dream that I have. You know, bringing brilliant minds from around the world and solving problems one positive pebble at a time. I really seriously do believe in it. I do believe that we still have the capability of fixing things. But as it stands right now, I've got such a mess going on, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that I'm not able to focus on what the Knights of the Round Table was meant to be to begin with. It started off a really good idea, and I think to this day it's still a good idea, and I hope that somebody takes that Knights of the Round Table and runs with it and doesn't let it die down. You know, I want to get the mad science.
I think people are, more and more I see that people are coming into unity, or at least identifying that key element of unity. So it's like that is happening, and this is part again of the transition that's going on in the whole world. So, you know, you have to realize the ideas are, you know, in that ether, going on in the ether. Everyone's picking it up about the coming together, you know, of people coming together and sharing, you know, and identifying the fact that most of all, that peace is so key about our unity. That's the best thing. That's been usurped and basically, you know, corrupted. Is that we've been pitted against each other, and people are now, after all these times, beginning to realize, hey, wait a second, you know, that was deliberate, and we do need to come together. We're all in this together, and you know, we're not enemies. So, you know, coming together in unity and sharing the information that we all have as a part of the greater piece of this puzzle is very key, and that's unfolding big time. It's not something that's, you know, just in the distance. It's happening.
Yeah. There's still a lot left to do. There's still a lot of good left in the world. It is worth salvaging as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, that's why people are waking up. That's the whole point. And, you know,
I don't know. Sometimes I bit off more than I could chew because I felt like the whole weight of the world is on my back, and I have to be reminded by friends every once in a while, you know, it's not my burden to carry alone. You know, I'm supposed to do my part, but I'm trying to do it all, and I'm not that strong as far as somebody that, I'm definitely not a god. Boy, I tell you what, I'd probably get myself in trouble if I was.
Well, I kind of have a different perspective on that, but,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's like you have to know yourself, and it's not, you know, it's sort of like this time this dimension that we are participating in, it's something far greater than this little piece that we get stuck in on the politics or the this or the that.
Yeah.
You see, it's about knowing, know thy own self, be true to thine own self, you know, and who you really truly are, you know, so you're also a human being, you know, that has ego and issues and stuff that you've taken upon, and that were also loaded upon you, you know. But that's why I say we're in this big school. It's not so simple as we try to make it. It's very complex.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's definitely not not black and white, right?
No.
It didn't come with an owner's manual.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, I must say, I'll have a different perspective on that.
Well, maybe internally we got an owner's manual, but...
Well, we do internally. We see, this is the whole point, and we're trying to uncover that. We're uncovering it. We're in the process of uncovering the wisdom that has been given to us, that we arrived here with, the knowledge and the wisdom. And when we came here and we hit this, you know, this circumstance, this dimension here that is basically has been corrupted deliberately and intruded upon, we as little people began to be, you know, burdened with the, you know, the harmful and wrong information. And so we are innocent in that, and the wisdom and the knowledge that we held within us, that the Creator gave us to come here with, had been basically pounded out of us, covered up, and, you know, where we have then taken upon the wrong information deliberately given to us. So this is the whole picture here. If you begin to understand or understand the plan, the divine plan, Creator's wonderful divine plan, and who interfered and how that came about, and how we all, every human being on the mother, has been subjected to that dark plan to destroy who we really are.
Yep.
And pushed us and forced us unknowingly into participating in our own destruction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that's the bigger picture, you know, that we have to know this, what is really happening here, what this is really all about. It's not so simple, and it's not so easy to identify, you know.
Yeah, well, I think that everything in my personal being is basically steering me into a different direction at the moment, and like I said,
and that's okay. And that's okay. You know, this is actually good. It's very good. You know, we have to do what we needed to do for ourselves so that we can be better, a better person, and participate in a better way. And so you're taking care of yourself, and you're realizing some things, and that's okay. You know.
Yeah, because it's not going to do the world no good if everybody else is trying to throw positive pebbles in there, and every once in a while the crazy old Shaz man comes in and throws a boulder in, and pow, look at that. This is going crazy over here. I need to not do that. I need to get down back to the peace-loving guy that I was when I started this thing, you know. I want to be that guy again, you know.
Well, people need to hear the way that they can help themselves, and yeah, they, you know, there are certain circumstances that, like I said, it's the way, you know, it's the way we handle information that is negative or not in the positive vein. It's the way we present it. It's the way we handle it. You know, it's not to tell people to stick their heads in the sand or keep their heads in the sand. Oh, everything's Twinkies and fairies here. You know, that's not good either. But it's you'll find the pieces, you know.
You know, I find myself getting really emotional in a lot of different things when I'm talking about any given subject or something like that, you know. And it's hard to try to do a radio show when you're either angry or you're sad or you're depressed or whatever, and
yeah,
it takes a toll. Whether people,
well, it does, and it's not a good radio show.
No, it's not.
It's not, and you want to do better, and you will do better, and that's good. So, and it's okay to find these things. Like I said, we need to stop sometimes and reflect upon, well, how have I been throwing those pebbles, and what am I manifesting and creating, you know? And let me find the truth here, and let me also learn a good thing, a beautiful thing from these moments when we just were not really in a good place. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, don't, you know, I'm glad you're doing this. I'm glad you're doing this for a reflective purpose, reason. You know, that's important.
Yeah,
I mean, I have pulled you back from dropping out from a place of heavy emotion. That's not a good thing. It's not a place when you want to make a decision or a determination.
Yeah, this one here, I think, is for the benefit. I wanna make sure that when Shaziz Radio comes back online, you know, doing live broadcasts, I'll probably still play some podcasts and stuff like that. But I'm gonna go through and I'm gonna listen to some of the older podcasts that are on the Auto DJ, and I'm gonna try to find the ones with all the positive messages, and that's what I want to try to focus on from here out. You know, we do gotta talk about some things that are not good in the world, but I want the ones that are going to have that positive solution at the end, or you know, during the deal.
And well, you know what I feel? I feel I have said everything I possibly could about the negatives, about the serious, detrimental, demonic circumstances. I've done that. I have also been on the other side of the helping and supporting and things to do. But right now, I think we're moving into that place, frankly, where people are going to desperately need the positive.
Yeah.
They're going to be desperate for it. And that's what I think may be very well happening here, is that you need to come into and speculate on what is really going to be needed after this chaos, you know, after. And we're not done. We're not done quite yet, but there's going to be that moment in time when people are going to be seeking out help.
Something's not letting me completely go away. I don't know.
I keep
being pulled back to the table, and so I'm not disappearing. I'm just regrouping and
that's good. And I think that's Creator's way of using you. You know, really is this monumental shift and transition that's happening on the other side of this. People are going to be desperate for help.
Yeah,
they're going to need. They don't want to hear. They're going to have been going through the worst nightmares imaginable, and they're going to not want to hear about the worst nightmares. They're going to want to hear how they can help themselves and the good things and the beautiful things. And
yep.
That's what people are going to be desperate for.
And also, I've got to sort out what's going on the Google side of things, because I know that there's a lot of censorship going on out there, and we're being hindered a lot more than people realize.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gary was telling me he went out and he tried to Google up Shaziz, and he couldn't hardly find anything out there except for the YouTube and stuff like that, you know. And I'm like, I don't understand that, because, you know, I'm not just doing this over here. I got another computer over there that's going out simultaneously while we're doing this over here. And that's kind of what I've been doing for years. I've got a couple servers up here that used to be online and had their own static IP address and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so there's a point when I was actually probably spending double what I am now, you know, just to make sure that we got heard. And
yeah.
You know, but
well, if again, I have to say that the ethers are picking up everything, and this, the way the universe works is again, the frequencies and vibrations of the words are very powerful and people are sensing them and realizing them. So, you know, that's one side. That's the other
side.
Yeah,
if I'm out there blowing my stack left and right, you know, or getting upset and depressed, I'm dragging everybody else down with me, and I'm not that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, because you have to be careful because of the power that words have, as you know.
Yep.
So we don't want to feed those demons anymore.
So once again, to everybody out there listening, I love everybody at peopleforpeople.ning.com. I love everybody at shazizradio.com. This isn't nothing personal to anybody. It's basically a regroup. I gotta do this because I gotta get things in order. I got a clean house, you know. And when Shaziz Radio comes back online, you can rest assured that it's going to come back online a lot better than it ever was before. Because I still feel like I believe in the dream. I honestly do. I still believe that if we all come together, there is nothing in this world that we can't solve. And so that's what I'm going to work towards. I'm gonna start working towards mending fences and fixing things, you know, that are broke, and you know, upgrading some equipment, because this stuff over here, its clock is ticking. You know, we've been down that road before, and it's gonna be better. That's what I got going on. And once again, too, once I renegotiate my finances, that will open up more money that I can throw towards my friends that I believe in as well. So that'll help me and help them at the same time. And I got to do this my way, you know, so I don't feel like I failed, you know, because it's been a long journey, and a lot of time, money, and effort, and you know, resources went into doing what I've been doing. But what I'm doing isn't working right, and so I need to renegotiate, and I need to make sure that whenever I proceed that it is working right, and then I'm not alienating everyone on the globe or the flat earth, whichever one you believe. Just saying. It's something I need to do. So anyway, Barbara, you got any last words before we get out of here? Because I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up and just tell everybody I love them, you know? And
yeah, well, I think I've said some things, that key points that I'm glad you're doing this, because I think it's Creator's way of shifting things and putting you in a place where you're going to be better able to help people. And I'm not going to point anything toward any negating of what has been going on all these years. To me, it's all something to learn from, and this is what it seems like you're doing. You're learning something, and don't beat yourself up, because that's not what Creator wants you to do. Creator's working with you, always has been working with you. Sometimes we're not listening very well, and that's part of our, you know, learning. Part of the school here. Sometimes we don't listen to the wisdoms. Sometimes we just go off on our own and we think we're all fine, and later on we go, let me regroup. You're regrouping. You're going to be reflecting. That's good. And you're going to be pulling things together, because you're going to be needed. We're all needed here. So that's all I'd say.
Yeah. When I get everything, when I get the house cleaned up and everything reorganized, and I bring it back out, I'll be stronger to be able to do, like you said, help other people out better. You know, you got to help yourself, or else you're not going to be strong enough to help anyone else. And if I'm constantly imploding or exploding, one to two, you know, I'm not doing anybody any good doing that. And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the foul-mouthed heathen on the radio, you know? Grandma might be listening, or a little kid might be listening. I want to set a better example, and the only way that I'm going to be able to do that is to get back to my roots and regroup. Because when I first started off on the Knights of the Round Table, I was a different person, you know? If you go back and listen to those videos, you know, I like the guy I used to be, you know?
Yeah.
But the guy that I've become is not the one that it's going to be...
not going to be helpful.
No, no, not at all. Anyway, for those folks out there that are going to see this video on Rumble, because I'm going to put it on Rumble and I'm going to put it on YouTube, because I don't think I said anything bad enough for YouTube to delete it, so I'm going to throw it out there on YouTube as well. I throw the peace sign up to both of you, Rumble and YouTube, and just tell you that Shaziz Radio will be back eventually. I got to take some time. I gotta regroup and reorganize, and I'm gonna ditch Google AdSense because all they've done is vandalize, and they haven't thrown no real significant pennies in the bucket. And YouTube, I'm not even gonna try to get remonetized by YouTube because that's ridiculous. Their censorship is even worse than, well, of course, YouTube and Google are one and the same now, ain't they? I'm going to figure this out. The Bottle Caps for Mad Science is not dead yet. I'm going to get that going. That's going to benefit a lot of people. And I'm going to get my science back on track and be able to share a lot more science videos with people again. You know, with nifty gizmos like this. I'm going to polish this one up and get it going. And I'm going to show everybody what I've been trying to show them the whole entire time. Got a little distracted somewhere along the line because... you know, there's so much going on. It's, like Barb said, it's chaotic out there. But, you know, in every single battlefield, when things aren't going the way that they need to be going, you need to find shelter, you need to regroup, you need to breathe, make yourself healthy, and get back out there in the fight to save our humanity, because everybody's needed. Just like Barbara mentioned, we're all part of this thing, and we all need to help each other out. But if I'm hindering, I'm not doing my part, and I'm not throwing the positive pebbles if I'm throwing boulders. So I need to regroup. That's what it's all about. So anyway, I appreciate you sticking with me this morning, Barbara, because I don't know how I was going to be able to do this.
Yeah, I'm glad to have been here. Yeah. Obviously, this was... the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah. Alright, well, everybody send your love out to everybody and tell them, you know, we're going to work this thing out. We'll get things situated. But in the meantime, I'm going to play us up out of here with a couple things, and then
I'll see you all on the other side.
Alright. Love you, Barb. Thanks.
Love you, dear.
That stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.
Well, I'll raise my hands to heaven in the glory of you, Jesus. You are the living water that overflows my heart. Joy from your spirit that floods my soul with your love. You are my Savior and I love you, Jesus. You are my shining light from heavens above. God's grace gave me you and you brought salvation. I will praise.